You're listening to the Asheville FM News Hour on Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3 Asheville. I'm news team correspondent KP Whaley, and I'm joined in studio by Riley.
Hey there.
Hi, Riley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Riley is a member of the Pansy Collective, and they have an upcoming festival, third.
Yeah, this year is the third annual Pansy Fest.
Pansy Fest, which is in August.
Mm-hmm, that's right. It's August 23rd, 4th, and 5th.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us. We want to talk a little bit about Pansy Collective and what y'all are about, and then mention that you have a show coming up next Friday, and you're raising some funds and awareness for Pansy Fest 3. So first of all, tell us who Pansy Collective is.
So Pansy Collective was born out of the first Pansy Fest, which happened in 2017. We are a group of queer and trans artists, visual artists, and musicians who decided that we wanted to start a booking collective in order to promote shows for traveling musicians or local musicians who come through town who are marginalized, are LGBTQ, are artists of color, are artists who are independent and maybe don't have access to a lot of the resources as artists who come through town who are bigger.
Right. It's an amazing collective, and it's helping people sort of like get opportunities that we wouldn't normally have. And even though it's now July, but in June, it seemed there was much to do about LGBT and Pride and, you know, the 50th anniversary of Stonewall.
Totally.
And I think people assume that all LGBT people kind of fall into the same category and or
that's
opportunities,
a very true assumption.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always the case, is it?
That's not always the case. Yeah. So a big intention of our fest the first year was that we wanted to highlight queer and trans people from the South and from rural areas. And this is because we believe that folks from rural areas don't have the same access to resources as people who maybe come from bigger cities where there's a larger concentration of resources for LGBTQ people. But we also want to acknowledge that there's a lot of intersections to that, right? So being from the South, race, class, misogyny have a lot to do with how a queer or LGBTQ identified person experiences anything. So with that intersection in mind, that's where the benefit of the beneficiaries of our shows and of our fest come into play. So not only is Pansy Fest a space where marginalized musicians can come together and build community, it's also a benefit where we raise money for grassroots organizations who are doing the work to provide resources in a hands-on way.
Awesome. That's a great way to set it up. So Pansy Fest 1 happened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about how you've grown from that first year to what you're planning this year.
Well, we wouldn't have been able to do any of the growth that we've done without community support. And I think that that's the real big way that we've grown, is in that we have gone from, you know, a group of maybe 5 people to I feel like we have so much support this year from so many more people, and that's just allowing us to support artists who we book and promote and partner with even better. So a big difference this year than years past is that we are actually putting a large intention on paying artists for their time. In the past, I believe that we have compensated people for gas money, compensated people for staying for what they need, but also have asked people to sort of donate their time, donate their art for our benefit. And this year, we believe that supporting artists as well as supporting our community causes are kind of the two sides to the community building work that we're doing. And so we have branched out, you know, we're partnering with 103.3. We're partnering with Hex, which is the bi-monthly dance party benefit, and a few other groups in town in order to build up our network of support in Asheville so that artists who are traveling from all over the Southeast to play this festival will feel at home when they get here and feel like they can really feel supported to just throw down in a big way. So it's going to be big.
Yeah, that's great. How many people did you have last year, and what's your expectation this year for the festival?
Attendees,
yeah.
Oh, I don't even know. I mean, I think that last year we maybe had, you know, between 300 and 500 people come through over the course of the weekend. And we had, you know, a Friday show. Saturday we had workshops during the day and a show at night. And Sunday we had a really cute country brunch at Fleetwood's. And throughout the course of that whole thing, you know, we maybe had 500 people come through total. And I mean, this year we have bigger venues.
Let's talk about that. So tell me the dates of Pansy Fest 3 and where the shows are going to be.
Totally. Okay, so on Friday, and I think it's worth mentioning at this point also that we're organizing in conjunction and collaboration with the Anarchist Book Fair. And so this year, a key difference is that the book fair will be hosting workshops during the day.
Oh, cool.
So on Friday, August 23rd, during the day, there will be workshops. And at night, starting at 6 p.m., there will be artists at Sly Grog, which is on Haywood Street downtown. I don't know the exact address.
Kind of over by Will Henry's.
Exactly.
Soldier Seats.
Totally. At Sly Grog. And then we're going to have an after party at Static Age Records,
awesome.
Which is going to be a dance party. And then the next day, it's going to be the same thing, 6 p.m. at Sly Grog. And then we're going to have an after noise show at an undisclosed location.
Nice.
And then on Sunday, we're going to have the brunch again. And it's going to be at Fleetwood's.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. I went to that brunch last year. It was fun.
It's really fun. Yeah.
So that's all coming up in August. But you also have, as you mentioned, you really want to pay artists. And obviously, that costs money. And you kind of almost have to have some of that money determined before you can count on the door of the events. So next weekend, that's Friday the 26th, you're also organizing, and I should say that 103.3 is also
throwing down with us.
Co-sponsor.
Yeah.
But tell us about that party that you have scheduled on Friday the 26th.
At the Mothlight. Yeah. Okay, so a big difference this year also is that we have gotten so many more applicants than we have in the past. I think we had almost 100 people apply.
Wow.
And so what we decided to do is instead of putting local from Asheville artists on the fest, we have organized a local showcase. And this is going to be a show that's gearing up towards the fest. It's going to be really fun. We have 4 local bands who are all queer and trans people who have done work with Pansy Collective before or support us. It's kind of just going to be a big family party to gear up.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the Mothlight on the 26th,
yeah.
Like you said, at 9 p.m. And the suggested donation is $10 at the door. The bands are Dead Name, Nomadic War Machine, Joy Bang, and Secret Shame.
Great.
Yeah. And Secret Shame's working on a new album right now. So y'all keep your eyes out for that. They're a really good like post-punk dark wave band in town.
Yeah. And Nomadic War Machine, I was listening to. They have a new single, at least, which is
really
fun.
The person who does that project also, it's worth mentioning, has a metal project called Feminazgul, which she's doing a lot with that right now too. Both of those projects are amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So party on Friday the 26th at the Mothlight. So the donation at the door is really going to help Pansy Collective.
Totally.
With
so this is
the
just
Pansy
gearing
Fest 3.
Up. Exactly. So this is the money from the door will go directly towards supporting our artists who are coming to play the fest in August.
Awesome. And I think there might even be a donation from Urban Orchard. So if you're drinking cider
Thanks
that
Urban
night.
Urban Orchard. Yeah, come drink that cider.
If you're drinking cider that night, I think those will go directly to the cause as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a fun, but like you said, more importantly, it's just kind of a fun night with a bunch of local queer bands, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. You're going to get to see if you aren't super tapped into the local, like what LGBTQ artists, punk artists in this town are doing, this is a good place to get kind of tapped into that queer punk scene.
Yeah, awesome. And if people want to find out more about all of these things, Pansy Collective, the Pansy Fest 3, and the showcase on Friday, where can they find that info?
So we have a brand new website, pansycollective.org. You can find out more information there, or on our Facebook is Pansy Collective. Instagram is at Pansy Fest. Or if you want to directly get in contact with us, you can email us at pansyfestavl@gmail.com.
Great. And I should mention before we let you go, you're raising funds in other ways too, and you have something coming up this coming weekend too, right?
Yeah, totally. So on July 19th, which is tomorrow actually, or I guess, I don't know when this is airing, on this tomorrow, we have lube wrestling at Sly Grog, which is has been organized by a group of people, Queer Impact, who are a queer sex ed and kink awareness group. They're organizing this event for us, or in partnership with us, as another benefit towards Pansy Fest. And just our goal was to just have a big gay fun summer 2019.
This sounds like you're off to a great start.
Thank you. Yeah,
sounds like you're fun. So that's tomorrow night at Sly Grog. I'll try to get something up on our website about it as well, or our Facebook account.
Thank you,
Riley. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to all these events you have coming up, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much, KP.